Yeah, in the talk that I did on the origin of evil for the retreat. So it's looking at the natural and the spiritual mind. So for a spiritual mind, the idea of oneself still dominates, but there is an intellectual capacity to see that that is the case and to come back to what's important, at least in hindsight. I mean, that's what we're given to do, and that's what the work of the spiritual is. Whereas in the natural state, there is just no recognition that that is even, you know, the self is dominant completely. And then for what's termed that celestial state, well, that's not a state that we can, by our effort of intellect or even effort of practice, can attain. It is something that is just given at some kind of point of realization that there is only an as of self, there is no self at all. And that comes about through a realization that we're brought to through our work, but it's not our effort in our work that brings it about, if that makes sense. It's purely from the Lord, but the mind has to be prepared for it. And that's what these truths do, and that's why when the text talks of salvation, it's for the spiritual church, for the spiritual man. You know, it's interesting that that emphasis is there. And the reason it's there is because a new will and a new understanding has to be built up. And that can only be built up through a sense of agency, an appearance that we have agency. That has to be given. So then you have all those teachings about not letting your hands hang down. You still have to do, despite the fact that it's the Lord who is the all in all, because that's just how it's set up, you know, in order to bring about a sense of being other than the Lord, but not owning that otherness, attributing all life to the Lord. And that's heaven, essentially. That's the nature of what heaven is. So there was something I marked up in 7357. The very last sort of statement, it says, "But these truths which they so speak are nevertheless falsities with them. But on the other hand, they who are in truth from good cannot but speak truths." So, you know, when proprium is active, everything that is of a genuine heavenly nature will be doubted on some level. And just talking of proprium, just that statement from John 8:44. So rather than devil, think proprium here. I'll put it in. "Ye are of your father, the proprium, and the desires of the proprium ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and stood not in the truth, because the truth is not in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh from his own, because he is the speaker of a lie and the father of it." Because hell is proprium, that's what it is, you know.